Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart Scott on First Take this morning, and he is working his way down the hallway, still in his suit, still probably seething from. He had some confrontations with Stephen A. Smith today, so we got lots to talk about, you know, with him. But today, obviously, the second day as March Madness is underway, and we get a couple of locals now involved in the fray. But yesterday, it already started off with a bang. I mean, it's wild, man. Like, when you consider how the tournament has gone, and it's always like the upsets that we love at the very beginning. And we didn't have to wait long to get the very first one. And out goes Arizona because Princeton shows up and does what Princeton does. Well, did late 90s. I mean, that backdoor thing that the Princeton was doing when they get into the tournament was wild. They upset UCLA a bunch of years ago, a long time ago. Well, they get this upset over number two Arizona, send them home, 59-55. So that's where everything starts. So it starts there, and then you're now watching. It's almost like it pulls you in. You watch the rest of the day waiting to see, is something else going to happen? And then, like I said, you didn't have to wait long. Number 13, Furman. Who the hell is Furman? Where the hell? Remember Bart said, where the hell is Furman? Yeah, Furman, South Carolina. They knock off number four Virginia. Sorry, Chris Canty. So you got two already out of the gate, a 15, a 13, and they move on. You got Penn State. That's not necessarily a huge upset, 10 seed, but still, they beat a 7 seed Texas A&M. So the first day, carnage. How's your bracket? That's everybody said, how's your bracket after the first day? That's always, you know, the thing. How's your bracket? And when you have these types of upsets, they're almost impossible to predict. But they happen, and it makes it fun. So we got our locals today now to keep an eye on, and a big story in one of them. So FDU, you know, we haven't talked a lot about Fairleigh Dickinson, but there's another team there, a Jersey team, and they're in there. They're a 16 seed, and they're playing Purdue. And Purdue has got everything they've got. I mean, Edie's a giant. You know, they've been a number one seed. They've been a number one team throughout the season, and then they've fallen in and out of number one. But still, they're one of the favorites to win it all. And so we'll see if FDU can get things going. You have that. And then, you know, that's almost before 7 o'clock, that game. But the game to watch is 4:30 TBS. That's going to be well after we're off the air. Iona versus UConn. I mean, there's talk about, like, you know, Iona being a New York staple in basketball for many years. And then UConn, of course, as we know, with the Hurley running the show there. But Rick Pitino coaching at Iona right now. And a lot to watch there with him, as the rumors of whether or not St. John's is going after him to bring him in. If Iona will do what it takes to keep him, really, what can Iona do if St. John's ponies up and pays up? They're not going to be able to afford to keep Rick Pitino. Pitino could be a hot commodity, especially if they can pull off some type of upset. But if they're a one and done, you expect that conversation to happen fast and furious involving Rick Pitino. And I just wonder, in New York.
Yeah.
Bart's there. All right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, should it happen? Like, come on, Rick Pitino. What else do you have to prove? The team that gave you an opportunity when no. Yeah, then keep coaching Iona. The team that gave you an opportunity to get back into basketball after you embarrassed yourself. Now you want to just go ride out on them in the night? Then forget that. Then go bigger.
Are you new to Rick Pitino? You think he cares? Like, all he wants to do is get back to the highest level and win again so he can prove himself.
And that's
always what he's been about.
How dare St. John's do that to Iona?
So if that's the case, who cares? It's competition, man. St. John's is okay. Who's in the tournament and who's not? Iona's in. St. John's is not. St. John's would like to get back to the promised land. They would like to be a team that everybody talks about again in New York, but you can't be if you don't have a draw. One thing that Pitino will do is he will recruit, he will get guys, and he will win. And if you're St. John's, you're kind of tired of being the team that used to be good and no one talks about anymore.
Okay.
Right?
Well, Georgetown, come on down. Come on down, Georgetown. You want to get back to relevance? Go get Rick Pitino then.
They might,
St. John.
Go try
big brother, little brother. Then you get big brother. It's like that thing on, like, the caveman, the Croods. Yeah. Like when, like, the tadpole get ate by the basket, and the basket ate by the whale.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope they do that now.
Big bank,
okay?
Take little bank.
Exactly.
I get it. But
so why wouldn't Georgetown be in?
It is a story to watch because you just know how Rick Pitino operates. He's 70 years old, but he doesn't look like he's slowing down. at all.
He's a vampire.
It's crazy. But this is what he's about. And he loves to be on the biggest stage. He's all about it. He's obsessed with coaching. He's obsessed with teaching. He's obsessed with winning. And if you're St. John's and you want to try to become a friend, like, think about that program that once in its heyday. I mean, they were part of, really, the arrival of the Big East. And then, of course, when the Big East was considered one of the power conferences in basketball. And obviously, football has created now this thing where a lot of those basketball-only conferences have kind of, like, fallen off, you know? And Big East never really could do that. They could just couldn't do a football thing. And so, as a result, the Big East is not what it used to be. And us old heads that remember the Big East back in the day, like, that was kind of our thing. It was just, you loved the Big East for the stories, for the regional, like, feel, the rivalries of all these schools, but they were smaller schools, a lot of Catholic schools, and that's just not happening anymore. But St. John's getting a name like that, you can finally get some juice in the program that they have been trying to get for years. They have gone through different coaches and different promises and all this other stuff, but it just never seems to take hold. So you got to wonder, if you're St. John's, like, you brought it up, Bart. I mean, obviously, Pitino comes with, you know, the baggage. He comes with stuff from his past that will be brought up and talked about all the time. But the one thing that he does is he wins. Wherever he goes, he recruits and he wins. And if you're St. John's, and I mean, are you tired of playing Alumni Hall now? Like, when they go to the Garden, the only time they sell out is if, you know, Villanova comes in. You know, that's when they sell out, is when Syracuse, Villanova, the schools that have a huge base that's here in New York, that's when you'll sell tickets. Back in the day, St. John's play anybody and fill the building. They'll play Marist and fill the building. All right, I was there. That was Coming to America, by the way. You remember Coming to America, the St. John's game they went to?
Yeah, absolutely.
St. John's Marist at Madison Square Garden? What? Imagine St. John's Marist at the Garden now. What would you get? Would you get 5,000 people at best? That building, I was in the building for that game back in the 80s. That game was sold out.
You know who you sound like, man. You know who you sound like.
What?
You sounding like G Money right now. Man, forget all the money in the cars, man. Let's go back to the way it used to be, man. You and me, we was like this. You embarrass me, Nino. Listen, man. It can't go back to the way it turned the page, man. St. John's ain't it. It's okay.
All right, they can be it with the right coach.
You need to
all
start.
I'm saying
so
is
to an old
does St. John's want to go there?
How long
are they willing to go all in and also spend the cheese on a guy like this to see if they can get themselves some, you know, gain some credibility as a program nationally? Because it has been way too long since they were able to say that. That's just reality, Bart. It's reality.
I understand it, but why go all in with a guy that's 70 years old that's going to come, yeah, maybe get you a tournament a couple of times, but then eventually he's going to be moving on.
Why not? That happens everywhere. But at least what you have in those few years where you're back into some respectability.
Does
he think there's any value to that at all?
Does he have a young assistant that when he decides to step down, he's going to gift it to, and it's going to be the same cachet that he had, so that you can sustain that?
I don't know.
I don't know in college. I understand it in the pros. I know in the pros what it's all about. But in college, do you really want somebody that's going to come fix it and leave really quick? And then
how do you know
leave a vortex, a black hole?
I don't know if he's going to leave really
quick.
He's
75 years old.
No, he's 70 years old. Let's start there. And the other part of it, Bart, like I said, it's about just reestablishing the brand. That has been long gone. Like, I know you weren't here. You weren't living in this area.
But I know all about it.
St. John's at one time
I know about it.
Just as big a draw at the Garden as the Knicks.
Chris Mullin, yeah. Mark Jackson. Listen,
there was
I know
something special about
that
team.
I know the story very well. But yes. I don't know if you go with a Rick Pitino.
That's the question I'm asking.
It's going to take a while. You need a young – who's a young star that you want to give a chance? You got to go out and find you a young assistant.
They can't get those guys. They can't get them. They have tried. They've had these guys in the past, and it just hasn't hit. Mike Anderson was thought to be a great hire. He's thought to be a great hire. Could never get traction. Just could never do it.
You got to learn how to recruit.
It's a hard place to recruit. No, it's a hard place to recruit because they barely have dorms. You know, like, it's just not like the how are you going to out recruit, like, for a top end recruit? How are you going to out recruit bigger schools?
You should be getting Rutgers. Don't have a problem recruiting. They get decent recruits.
Steve Michael does a great job.
So what are we
but
talking
also,
about?
Rutgers is a gigantic school, and it's also
I'm sorry.
In Jersey.
I'm sorry.
It's not like
New York?
In Queens.
I'm sorry. Isn't this New York? Don't we got the Hush money? Don't we got the businesses? Come on, man, it's called NIL deal. That's what I'm talking about. That's where we get the Hush money from. Why don't somebody get some packages and start paying some players? Because they'll attract more good players than a coach will.
Well, start spending that money.
If you want to be good, treat it like the professional team that it used to be when Mark Jackson and Chris Mullin was getting illegal envelopes. Just make sure they get the envelopes in person. And everybody know they're getting the envelopes. Oh, they're getting the envelopes again at St. John's.
Guys like Chris Mullin and Mark Jackson, the Brooklyn and Queens guys, like they're not available because they're out. They don't want to stay here.
If you give them that money, they will.
That's the other problem is that there's a lot of guys just they don't want to stay here. Now, I'll tell you what, I can tell you already, you're ready to fight because you and Stephen A. had it out today on First Take. So I know you're ready and all fired up. But, you know, this to me is spurring a bit of a conversation that I want to throw out there. 800-919-3776. Because I am curious. I mean, we are in New York. You're right. And I'll tell you what, I am feeling a bit of a New York sports renaissance going on right now. Like, we know this. We've already talked about it. You know, the Knicks are on their way to a playoff spot. Right, the hockey teams are on their way to playoff spots. You got the Nets who got through all that madness with, you know, Kyrie, and now they've got a really likable team that competes its ass off and probably will be a playoff team as well. The Jets and Giants, especially the Jets getting Aaron Rodgers. You know, the Giants we'll talk about the stuff that Joe Shane's done already, that is sneaky good moves that he has made on the offensive side of the ball. You know, and then there's the baseball teams. Despite Edwin Diaz, I mean, the Mets still are going to be a very good team. And then there's the Yankees who have high expectations as well. So with all that stuff going on that we're talking about, St. John's is of the college sports. I mean, it's not being disrespect. I'm not trying to disrespect whether it's Iona, whether it's Fordham. You know, they had a nice year this year. You know, all the other schools. It's just we all know. Like, St. John's has always been sort of the standard when it comes to college because we don't have Boston College. We don't have Michigan. Like, we don't have that here. Rutgers is, you know, in Jersey. It's Piscataway. It doesn't feel like New York. And I'm just being honest. So with that in mind, you know, does anyone still care about St. John's enough to have an opinion on whether or not you want Rick Pitino, if that's who they're going after, and if he's willing to come. If he's willing to come to St. John's and be the head coach, the guy that once coached at Providence, he was once the enemy. He did once coach the Knicks, though, for a short period of time. But would you want, at this stage, Rick Pitino? Do you feel like that's an answer? And would you be interested? Or are you like, man, I don't care about St. John's. Like, and you could say that. You know what? I don't really care. Like, it's not my thing. I'm not into it. When I watch college basketball, I watch the Blue Bloods. You know, St. John's doesn't even register because I'm older. So, obviously, for me, St. John's resonates because of the past. It's nostalgic for me when I think about those days. You know, Boo Harvey, Michael Porter, you know, even well after, you know, Mark Jackson, Billy Singleton, like after Mark Jackson, after Chris Mullin, Bill Wennington, you know, the Louis Karnisecca stuff, after all that, there were still some good teams as well that I got into for a while. Like, they were a competitive team. They're good. Good program for many years. And it's really not been the same over the last 20, for the most of the last 20 seasons. It just has not been that same, the same lure that it used to be where you would go. So, you know, do you care enough? I mean, who was the last? Is it Lavin? I mean, Lavin, I really liked him. Great personality. Lavin probably was the last best coach they had. Steve Lavin. I mean, saw him in Washington, I believe. The last time I saw him, ran into him in D.C. many years ago. But anyways, that's what I'm wondering. Do people care enough that if Rick Pitino went and took the St. John's job, that you would all of a sudden, like, you know what, I'm interested in this now. I'm going to be watching this now. That's what I'm curious about. 800-919-3776. Bart, we got a lot to get to, of course.
A whole lot?
Man, you and Stephen A., that was some back and forth that you guys had.
Who won?
Well, the problem is, the clip I saw, it skewed towards Stephen A. winning because when you were about to answer, the clip ended.
Ah, yeah, that's what they did. Like, see, they edited it.
Yeah, they did. So what I'm going to do is we're going to play the clip that they're putting out there. And when it ends, it's you saying, but Stephen A., and then it cuts off. I'm going to let you.
Haters.
Then fight back, push back on that. So we have that. Like I said, I think the Giants are making really interesting moves. Mitchell Robinson responds to some of the things that he had to say after the game. after Portland, so we got that to get to. We'll keep an eye on the March Madness stuff as well, and obviously all things going on in the NFL when it comes to free agency as we continue to wait for Aaron Rodgers and a deal to get done between the Jets and the Packers. But we got calls, Bart, so let's get to them right now, all right? 800-919-3776. Let's begin with Judah in Queens. Judah.
Yo.
What's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Yo, first I want to say, Bart, yo, you crazy for calling him G-Money.
You know what I'm saying?
Am I my brother's keeper?
GMB!
Am I my brother's keeper?
Nah, y'all my dudes, man, because I run a messenger service, so I be, you know, when I'm on here, y'all get me through my day.
Love it.
But, I gotta side with Bart on this one a little, Han. I know where you coming from, because you're a little bit in my age range, you know what I'm saying? And I got the New York roots. I'm from South Jamaica. My boy Omar Cook, he played on St. John's, so I went to all of the games. But I think, like he said, unless he's coming with like a protege, somebody to leave us with that got the recipe, I would rather, you know, go at somebody like Mark Jackson or in that range or maybe a little younger, because St. John's needs some pop. And I don't know if Rick Pitino is going to be the pop. He's like Kool-Aid. You know, Kool-Aid was always good, but it's out of style now.
Yeah, man. You might as well eat some, drink some Tang.
You know what I'm saying? That's Ovaltine.
Tang. Now, the problem, Judah, is I don't know, and thanks for the call, I don't know if Mark wants a college job, because you got to recruit. Like, it's a lot, man. It's a lot.
Make the bag big enough. Chris Mullin did it.
Yeah, had that.
I know Mark got a big cushy job right now.
When Mullin took the job over, people got excited. But you know, and he even brought in a guy. What's his name, man? He was a really good recruiter. The assistant coach he brought in.
Yeah,
but how did that work out though?
Mullin ain't got the juice like Mark, man. Come on, Mark is Mark. Mark. Let's be honest. Mark got to appeal to the African Americans that Chris Mullin could never have. Even though Chris Mullins was a bad man, and we love Chris Mullins and we respect everything they did at St. John's and the work he put in at Golden State. But come on, man. This is Mark Jackson, man. This release, rotation, splash. This mama, there goes that man. Come on, man. That dude got power in the hood amongst the basketball players, man. Your dream is to get one of those, you know, calls from him. You know what I'm saying? When you get to the big time. Come on, man. Go ahead, get Mark.
I mean, you would talk about it would resonate. It would. But again, I don't know if St. John's Catholic School would, you know, engage with Mark Jackson, man, who obviously, you know, has different beliefs and all that other stuff.
But they'll take Rick Pitino? Come on, man. Are we doing a moral clause?
You're right. You're right.
Are we talking a moral clause from a Catholic school?
That's why I asked the question. Look, I'm with you. I'm with you.
They better go to that Crusaders account.
I am not. I am just pointing out things that are out there, man. Like, we got to address everything.
I know.
If we don't address things like the videos that are always out there about him in L.A. on the corner preaching, that have kept him from getting NBA jobs, that's going to come up when you talk about him for his own alma mater, alma mater.
Are we Christians or Catholics or not? Do we forgive and forget? Do we give other chance? Do we, like, forgive people for their sins or whatever perceived sins?
I wouldn't say it's a sin. It's just something he believes in doing, and all that stuff. I have no problem with Mark Jackson.
How the hell can a religious place not give somebody a second chance and they supposed to be the church?
All right, let me ask you this. The guy that was at Iona before Pitino was Tim Clueis, who was a phenomenal coach, who did nothing but win there. I mean, nothing but win. He played at St. John's. When Mullin left the job, Tim should have gotten the job. In fact, a lot of people told me that the job was his. And then it was taken away from him, allegedly, by some other people in the program that didn't want him there because he left when he was a player. He left. He didn't finish his time. He played for Carnesecca. Carnesecca wasn't happy about it.
Then let's call
so
their hypocritical
how
ass
there?
Out. Let's call their hypocritical ass out then.
But let me explain it. That's my point, is you see how things operate at St. John's. You don't know. Like, you don't know what's being said behind closed doors. And if Mark, like, you brought up Mark, and it's a great name. But even if Mark did want the job, which I don't know if he'd want to coach college, because the recruiting, the whole thing, it's a pain in the ass.
How much you make, whatever
you make. But Mike Woodson, who was an NBA coach for a long time. He took the Indiana job, but he did it. That's his alma mater. And he did it because he had people in place to help him with all that kind of work, and all he had to worry about was coach. And he's had terrific success with Indiana, back in the tournament again. So he's able to do it. Who's to say Mark can't? But as I said, knowing how things work there, that's why I brought up that you know what people are going to do. They're going to go search the internet and find these things that will be detractions for Mark Jackson. And I said, Tim Clueis had nothing wrong in his background. Nothing. And yet he had the job. But then right before he was about to get the job, some influence came in and said, no, he's not getting the job.
But Alan, then it and becomes...
didn't make sense to me.
But then it becomes a race thing. Because guess what? I don't even got to go on the internet to get Rick Pitino's stuff. It's still floating in the air.
Well, no, it's not a race.
It's not a race thing.
It has nothing to do with race. This has to do with the way they've run that program for many, many years. It's confusing.
Alan, I'm saying if they take Rick Pitino and look past all his sins, and then they think and Mark doesn't
but
have
Bart,
sins,
first of all,
but they look past that. Then what's the difference? No,
don't do that because let's be careful. We don't know if Mark's interested.
I said if.
But that's a really big if that you're throwing out there.
What's going to be a basis, that's what's going to be said. I'm telling you what's coming behind that.
But that's a hypothetical. Let's make that clear.
That's a hypothetical.
We have no idea that Mark would be interested in the job.
No, it's a hypothetical.
We know that Pitino is. So let's just go off that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Let's just go off that. And let's do this right now.
I'm in a metaverse right now,
3776. I hear you.
I'm just saying if that happened, that's crazy.
We got Curtis in Brooklyn. Curtis, what's happening?
Nothing much. How you doing, guys?
All right.
Kurt, what's up?
Yes, I'm here. What's it called? I believe that Pitino could do a great job because he's a great recruiter. And without recruits, you're not going to win any basketball in New York City.
But how long? Listen, Boeheim was there for how long? Like,
Four years.
Izzo was there for how long? You going to come and get 5 years? At some point, like, Mother Nature kicks in. I know he looks like Interview with the Vampire, like he can live forever. But come on, man, he's 70 years old. So, like, it's still a short. What I'm saying is, what's the long term plan? Because you don't want to get a coach.
They want to win right now.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay.
We're worried about 5 years from now. We want to win right now. St. Johnson needs to win right now.
If this was a professional program, a professional team, then I would say, okay, go with the short term. Because listen, we all know you win a championship is big when you talk about organizations. Mm-hmm. But this is college. You bring Pitino in,
you get to the tournament, you do well, then you can bring in a younger coach to take over for Pitino.
Oh, you're going to bring in a younger coach after the fact. That's what I'm saying. Does Rick Pitino have somebody to set the table for?
But Bart, before you keep going, let me just say, that Kurt, this is Curtis Redding, right? You played at St. John's.
Yeah, played at St. John's.
Yeah, okay. So you played back, early 80s?
Early 80s with Reggie Carter and Bernard Wrencher.
Yeah, okay.
I was on the team where Tim Clues was, and we both left the team at the same time.
Yeah, what happened there? What was that all about? Okay. Because I was told that's what kept him from getting the job.
I think that's what kept him getting the job, too. Now, Tim had three brothers that played for St. John's also.
Yes, he did. Right.
Man, if he can't get the job, then how the hell can Mark Jackson get the job if he wants it?
I don't think he wants it.
I don't think Mark, we keep assuming Mark wants the job.
Well, make him an offer he can't refuse. Whatever he's making, talking about on the radio, give him double.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Exactly. How bad you want to win? That's basically what I'm saying. How bad you want to win?
Exactly. But Curtis, you're all about it. Right, so you are endorsing the idea of Rick Pitino. You feel like
it's
time to get out of the shadows and become what St. John's used to be, right?
What they used to be, because St. John's is a staple in New York City. When St. John's wins, the whole city is in an uproar.
Why are you losing prospects to Rutgers? Like, why?
They were the better conference also, Rutgers.
Yes. Yeah.
Playing the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bigger conference. It's bigger exposure.
More money.
You're playing. Yeah, I mean, that's what happened to the Big East. Hey, Curtis, I appreciate your insight, man. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, man, thanks for listening, Curtis.
But I agree with Bart. Now, if they start slapping some money under the table to the players of St. John's, like they did in the past,
yes,
get some better players.
Yes. You got to pay to play, man. Yeah.
Got to pay, man, for sure.
The cheese on the taco. This New York City, man.
I heard
somebody
the duffel bags are a little bit bigger these
guys.
Days than they were in your day, Curtis. The duffel bags are a little bit larger, right?
Much bigger.
But it was, but Curtis, it was less inflation, so stuff was cheaper, so it don't matter. It all balances out.
Exactly. For sure. When you saw that buddy, you thought you was rich at that.
I'm going to Sizzlers. I'm going to Sizzlers.
No, no, no. The coach can't drive you to Sizzlers. That's when you get suspended, right?
You know it.
All right, Curtis. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. I mean, again, that's great insight from an alum, a guy who played there, right? I mean, that's what you that's what you're seeing here. Let's see. Let's continue. Let's go to Jay in Newburgh. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Han, Bar, what's going on?
What's up?
My thing is that St. John's, as far as administration, they're gonna have to pitch their noses and just take one for the team as far as reaching out. I myself would reach out first to Mark Jackson, see if he's interested in the job, because isn't he, as far as I could recall, when they hired Chris Mullin, didn't he come up second as far as to be the head coach for the team, and they gave it to Chris Mullin? Did I recall that right?
Who's that? To Mark?
Yeah, he's saying Mark Jackson the second, came in second place. Did he go for the job when Chris Mullin eventually got it?
I got to remember. I just remember when Tim was the one after Chris, but I don't remember before Chris.
Yes, if I can recall, I'm thinking that was the case. He might be salty that he didn't get it initially over Chris Mullin. So I'm not sure, but Rick Pitino, definitely I'll go after him because he has the marquee name. He'll kind of reestablish St. John's. And to Bart's point, I get it where he's 7 years old, but once you start winning, you could attract, of course, better players, and with that, possibly a better coach, not a better coach, but a younger coach down
but
the line.
At least you're back at a higher level, and then you're right, the job has to have some kind of cachet again, and we got to let you go, Jay. But thanks for the call. I mean, that's what we're looking at. All right, a lot of people want to talk about this, so that at least tells me one thing. People still care about St. John's. That's one thing that we're getting out of this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
There's a story actually in the Post about Pitino. As again, Iona plays today against UConn. 4:30 is that game. It's on TBS. Again, all the irony of all this stuff, too.
Upset alert?
I don't know. Maybe. You never know. We might have some today. I have to laugh, though. I'm looking at the schedule of today's games, and it's hilarious because so VCU plays St. Mary. St. Mary's going to – that's a good team, right?
Is Sister Gina still alive?
Yes.
She was such a
– Why do you keep picking on her, man? Leave her alone.
And picking up, man, listen, she a thirst bucket.
All right, well, it's St. Mary's. It's not Loyola of Chicago. So it's VCU, St. Mary's. So it's the Western Regional. Do you know where the game's being played?
California.
Albany, New York.
What? Tell me you don't care doing? Without telling me you don't care.
Like, what are we doing?
Is this on Revolt or True TV?
Yeah, I don't know where's that game being played. Yeah, but then I own a UConn. That's a Western Regional game playing in, of course, Albany. So whatever. But in the story, Pitino talks about how much he wants to keep coaching, and he said, I think somebody brought. Oh, that's what it is. Masiello, who is a Manhattan coach, and he and Pitino have been together for a long time. And he said that he thinks that Pitino can coach for another decade. And the story where Pitino said, now my desire would be to coach that long. He said, 2 years I was out of coaching was the most miserable 2 years of my life. I missed it so much. I love teaching. I love coaching. I love motivating. Everything about it, I miss it terribly. So he said, I hope I can coach for another 12 years, but I'll take 6 or 7. Okay. Now, is he just basically saying, "Is I'll take 6 or 7, meaning I'll take a 6 or 7 year deal? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because that's what, like, you want to put it out there.
That's guaranteed. That's guaranteed.
See, no, it's great. No, and this, again, shows you how he can play the game better than anybody. Because you brought up something in the previous segment, which is exactly what everybody's going to say. What are you doing hiring a 7-year-old coach? Like Michael Kay would always say, he shouldn't buy green bananas. Like, that's just, you know, like, that's the harshness of where we are is like, man, he's 70. You want this guy coaching? He's 70 years old. But he's saying, oh, I can coach for the next 6 or 7 years. He's trying to make sure that if there's any concerns about his longevity as coach, he's saying, oh, no. I'm going to be here for a while.
Who's he, Joe Biden?
Sending the message to schools. You know, and Masiello says in this story, like, he's like, the guy's not human. He's unbelievable. He works out, gets up early, we work our tails off, go out to dinner. He's not 70. He's like in his 40s.
All right, Pete Carroll.
Yeah, so they're really putting it out there that, you know, Pitino has plenty of energy left for, bless you, the job.
Hey, you 800-919-3776.
Let's go to Hector in Queens. Hector, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
All
I'm
right.
A big fan of this show.
Thank you.
Hello?
You sound like you're upset, man.
I was born in 89, so I didn't live through, you know, the St. John's, Georgetown days.
Yeah, you probably, like Malik Sealy, Eric Barkley, like those were the years.
I definitely lived through, you know, Kemba when it was still the Big East with Pittsburgh, well, Notre Dame was in it, Syracuse was still in it.
Still had some juice.
And so I'm a big UConn fan, so let's go UConn, but I think the only chance St. John's has is to hire Pitino. Because the location of St. John's isn't in a great place. I grew up in Queens. It's not a great campus. You know what I mean? So it needs the gravitas of a guy like Pitino. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're right.
But anyway, thanks for taking the call. Yep.
Thank you, Hector.
You go, guys. See you.
Why don't they go Varsity Blues or what was that?
No, the what? Program.
Yeah, the one with Shaq.
Blue Chips.
Yeah, why don't they go Blue Chip and just listen. They all doing it. It's okay. Just buy the player. Well, go buy you some players, and then
don't know
matter.
If they have the budget for it, like, you know, like some of these other schools have. Coach Winston wants to chime in on this. Coach,
how you doing, guys?
All right.
Give me 1 second. How you doing, guys? So you guys are throwing out, you know, all these old names. So when we see guys, you know, guys of my age, we see Rick Pitino, you know, coming into the gym. You know, we respect that. We know who he is.
Yep.
But you have so many hot young guys. What about the guy, Coach Charlie Brown, who's coaching under Rick Pitino, who's a hot name, who's young, you know, who's more out there, who's been recruiting these kids, or Coach Kamani Young that's at UConn? Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that St. John should be going for. And these are guys that's from New York, huh? You should know that better than anybody. You know,
yeah, I understand. I understand, but here's the problem.
Do they think they can coach, though?
That's exactly
it.
St. John's has gone that route a couple of times before. You know what I mean? And it just hasn't stuck. They've gone for the next hot guy that can recruit, the guy who's the hot name that they think can, you know, do the recruiting, all that stuff, and it hasn't stuck. And I think that's part of the issue here. And you bring in somebody that already has the name. And that's why I'm asking the question. So I love the feedback we're getting. I'm not saying I have the answers. I'm just asking the questions.
But has the name, as far as what? As far as 20 years ago, 30 years ago? You know, we know those names, but the kids don't know those names. Kids
hang on a second.
They don't know Lou Carnesecca's.
I know. You're right. They don't know Lou Carnesecca. They don't. You're absolutely right.
But they know Rick Pitino, though.
But yeah, they know Rick Pitino. You know why?
Because he's winning.
Louisville wasn't that long ago. Yeah. And he has guys in the league, including Donovan Mitchell. Like, let's not forget, like, they know who Donovan Mitchell is, and he got him to the league, right? So Iona is a program that, I thought Tim did a great job there, so it's not like they came out of the doldrums. But he comes in there, and then, like, they, you know, they've kind of gotten back, and, you know, they're in the tournament once again. So, you know, they know who he is because that's a name. He's a name brand. And there's no more, you know what, Coach, there's no more, and thanks for the call. I love the feedback.
I think when he took the pause.
There's no more brand names anymore. There are very few brand names left when it comes to coaching. We mentioned that yesterday with Boeheim now out.
Izzo might be left. And that's
Izzo is probably the one venerable coach there is. Jay Wright got out, and I don't blame him. A lot of those coaches, Coach K, they saw where the sport's going, and they aren't sure they want to deal with NIL and where players that you're recruiting out of high school are now being treated like you're free agents.
But you know what's crazy, though? When you listen to Boeheim, he said that he loves the NIL because he thinks it's created balance because guys can go to different places. I was surprised. I thought he would be a purist and say all these kids, this money is like coaching professionals. I don't like that. It's taking amateurism out of the amateur sport. Mm-hmm. But he said that he liked it. He said that he thinks that it makes it more balanced, right? Because guys can and not playing somewhere else, they can just leave and go play.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement too, Coach. I mean, look, John Calipari. You know, there's another brand name at Kentucky. But he's had to deal with it too. He was used to. Remember how many recruiting classes that
he created
had where you were just like, oh my god, and he's even had that frustration of it's not like it used to be. You got to work harder. That's just the reality of it. And again, when you're a program like St. John's that had once like a very proud past, and you're trying to see, is it, and that's why I keep asking the question. I'm not saying it'll work. I'm not saying it's the best move. What I'm saying is. Is it worth it for them to try? Because it's not going to come cheap. It's going to be expensive. And are they willing to be all in on a coach like that?
And Coach Winston was talking about, hey, what about their assistants? You don't know if their assistants can coach. You don't know if they can lead. You know they can recruit. You don't know if they can lead. You don't know if they got the X and O's.
And they've gone that route already. That's the problem.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
They're Irish.
Mark Wahlberg is Irish?
close enough to me.
You meant House of Pain, Everlast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you meant House of Pain. You meant like Jump Around and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We might be able to get to that.
Were the Beastie Boys Irish?
No. They were not.
Just throwing it out there.
But, you know, not every white guy is Irish. Although, I guess, on St. Patrick's Day, we can be.
Hey, I remember was it like 3 years ago? Or maybe 5 years ago, David Deal hit 12 parked cars. He was so damn drunk.
Yeah. You told that story.
Like, how drunk?
Right in the parking lot?
At like 11 o'clock. How the hell you? Yo, y'all know how to party, man.
Yeah.
Anybody else drinking beer at 8 o'clock? See, I thought it was on a weekend.
Well, it's March 17th, so it depends on.
So it doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah. It's a day.
And it's for everybody out there like Bart don't know what you're talking about with St. Patrick's Day. I want y'all to tell me when's Kwanzaa. So shut up.
December 26th.
Kwanzaa?
Isn't it December 26th? No? After it?
No.
I just guessed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Plus, I was doing that on purpose because
that's what I let people know I'm guessing.
You were pretending not to care about St. Patrick's Day, so I was just giving it back to you.
I just get afraid to hit. It's like Santa Claus. Like, you just try to get home without hitting the zombies walking in the street.
By the way, it is December 26th, just in case you were wondering.
I forget too.
Come on, man. Half my family's Irish. I love that side of my family. I honestly, I've attended one St. Patrick's Day parade. Obviously, we're in the city a ton, and St. Patrick's Day, we've done shows on St. Patrick's Day in bars, which are always a lot of fun. We've had company parties and all that other stuff back in the day, pre-COVID. But I went to one parade, and it was, Tom Rock, who covers the Giants, he used to cover the Giants. He's now an NFL columnist at Newsday. We're both LIU, CW Post, formerly known as CW Post, graduates. And he and I one day decided we're just going to take the train in and go to the parade. And I think we took like an early train, whatever morning the train was.
Yeah.
And it was unseasonably hot that day. And like a moron, I choose to wear like a sweatshirt or a sweat or something. So we start out with, Guinness, which is, honestly, you need a knife and fork to drink Guinness. I mean, it's
like a thick protein shake.
At least
shake.
I do because, again, I'm not a rugged, tough guy. I need to sip it.
You're a Molson Ice guy.
No, I'm not a Molson Ice guy.
Azima?
I'm more Modelo Especial. So I'm better on Cinco de Mayo, to be honest with you, even though I'm not Cinco nor de Mayo. But we take the train in. It's blaring heat. Crowds, the whole thing. We go from bar to bar. We're bouncing to different places. Everything's packed. I got to be honest with you, the most miserable experience I ever had. It was not fun because it was just hot, brutal, crowded.
Yeah.
That's why I never did it again.
Yeah.
That's why Tom probably never invited me back. I don't blame him.
He's like, man, this dude can't even get through a Guinness.
Nothing. No, I got through several.
Drinking Guinness with a straw.
It was painful. Let's just put it. It was painful. The ride, I could just, and then you get on the train to go home, and everybody's now, it's like the rush hour. Oh, my God. It was brutal. Yeah. Not a good
experience. If you're out there having fun
doing other things than that.
We should tell our callers that if you're having a great experience out there,
I want to hear
call
about
in.
It.
Let us know. Let us know how did you start off your pregame how's it going?
I want to know all about it because I wish I knew how to. I had a terrible game plan. Awful. Awful game plan. Scarred by it. We had better times when we hosted in bars. Like, Dino, we did this. You were producing us back in the day. We had a couple of in-the-bar shows on St. Patrick's Day. I still have a couple of wristbands still that they gave out.
Remember, we were in one the day, I believe, that they made the trade to move up for the Sam Darnold slot. I believe that was on a St. Patrick's Day.
You know what? You're right.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big news
day. With Big Willie. Willie was there with us.
Willie Cologne? Is that when we were like the table was in front of the window?
Exactly.
And there was no room whatsoever. Now was
Canty
part of the show back then, or was it not? It was just Rick and I, and then we had Cologne step in.
I don't remember if Canty was part of the show, but I don't think he was there that day.
No. And I guarantee you it was a warm day and I wore a sweater. Just because I did stupid. It's March. You don't think about it. What have you been? I mean, outside today, it's gorgeous out again today. Today's a great day to be in the city to go bouncing around and party. So, yeah, let's hear from everybody that's enjoying St. Patrick's Day, at least better than I ever did. 800-919-3776. We got tons to get to. Again, a lot of football stuff to get to. We'll get into the next hour. But the Patino stuff was very interesting. They play today against UConn, 4:30 TBS. And for Patino, like if they lose – and Iona's out, which they could do because UConn's good, is that then now you know what the story becomes. I mean, the postgame will be all about his future at Iona and whether or not they are going to pay up to keep him or St. John's is going to pay up to steal him or other programs. There's other programs that are interested in him as well, as he is very clearly back after being banned for a couple of years. He is very much back in college basketball. Let's go. John in Jersey. What's up, John?
Hey, John. Guys.
How you doing?
Love the show. Just to say happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys. Don't forget, St. Patrick was actually Italian. But my call is more about St. John's. Right. As being someone who went to St. John's when Mullen and Jackson played.
Yep.
I really hope that they get Patino, as a lifelong fan and as a supporter. It just kills me what teams they've been, bringing out year after year and after year. And I think that Patino is the type of coach that could bring credibility back to the program and that we can get better classes going forward and have better teams And it's just a shame. And, you know, also they're closing the Staten Island campus. So everyone that went to St. John's that's been a supporter of St. John's needs to do something for us, for the fans, for the alumni. Make us relevant again. I remember the battles against Georgetown, and now it's like we can't even make the NIT.
It's
just like a joke.
Yeah.
And it's that.
Those of us who remember like how it was, it's a venerable program when it comes to college basketball in the city, but it always felt like it was the epicenter, you know, when it comes to college basketball in the city, and everything revolved around it. You know, I remember the holiday festival, and I remember all those things. It was just fun, you know, the time of year once you got into college basketball, and all that stuff is pretty much gone away. And now they're losing to Creighton, you know, like you're like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. If Marquette can recruit, right? Marquette in Milwaukee, they can recruit. You can get guys to go to Milwaukee, but I can't get guys to come to New York City. Like, there's something wrong there when you're losing to teams like that.
And it's such a storied, you know what I mean,
yes,
school. And, you know, and granted, we haven't been relevant in the last 20 years, 25 years. Mm-hmm. And we just really need to change that. You know what I mean? Like, I even remember when Sealy played for them. You know what I mean?
Malik, we
had hope.
Yep.
We had hope, and there's no hope. And my last thing that I want to say is that I hope the Jets stand tall and firm and do not give up a ransom to get Rodgers, because Green Bay is pushing Rodgers out, and they're not going to get two number ones for him. He's 39 years old. They're not going to get what Detroit got for Matt.
And that's something that we're going to get into. John, thanks for the call. We're going to get into that in the next hour, because Bart had it out with Stephen A. about this, the compensation. And we've got to talk about it. Like what is too much? And it's not to say walk away from the deal. But eventually, the Packers have to do something. Like, you know you've got them. You've got to come up with the right kind of deal. So which one, what is that going to look like?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.